平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们一起继续敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福带领我们。
Tonight we gather together to worship God.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来分享，主是我的良牧。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share. The Lord is my shepherd, good shepherd.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
这可能是在整本诗篇一百五十篇里面最耳熟能详、众人最喜爱的一篇。
And this is must be one of the most favorite psalm among the 150 psalms.
历代的基督徒，包括非基督徒，很多人都被这一篇诗篇感动。
And many Christians are greatly moved by this psalm.
有的人在要离开这个世界之前。
And some people before they are about to pass away.
因着读诗篇二十三篇，
they read Psalm 23.
他们就得到安慰。
And in reading the psalm, they receive comfort.
本来很惧怕的，后来他们很平静的离世。
And before they were afraid and fearful, but they are able to receive peace.
有人在伤心绝望的时候，
someone who is sorrowful.
读到这一篇，他们就得到安慰。
When they read the psalm, they receive comfort.
有人从死亡的边缘回来的时候，
some people who were close to death,
读到这一篇，他就痛哭流涕。
And when they read this psalm, then they cry out.
历代以来，多少人因着这一篇诗篇的信息，大大感动了。
And so in history, there are many people who are greatly moved by this psalm.
那这是我们今天读经的进度。
And this is the chapter that we are to read today.
诗篇从二十二篇开始到二十三、二十四篇，这是一组的诗篇。
The Psalm 22 to Psalm 24 is a set.
二十二篇是在谈耶稣基督他在十字架的受苦。
Psalm 22 talks about suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross.
描述主耶稣受苦的诗篇二十二篇是最详细的。
And it's most detailed in this Psalm, Psalm 22.
那二十二篇他所强调的就是这位好牧人，他甘愿为他所爱的世人献上他自己的生命。
So Psalm 22 is this good shepherd willing to give up his life for his people.
他忍受了人间最大的肉体的痛苦跟心灵的创伤。
And he experienced the greatest suffering in the flesh and heart.
很多人在受苦的时候，看到诗篇二十二篇的描述有关主耶稣的受苦，他们就得到安慰了。
Some people who are suffering and they read Psalm 22 about the suffering of Christ, they receive comfort from this.
因为对照我们个人肉体的病痛跟主耶稣在十字架上所承受的，我们个人的就算不得什么。
Because when we compare our own suffering to the suffering of Christ on the cross, it's incomparable.
但是这篇诗篇虽然在讲主耶稣受苦，最后他是用主耶稣基督得胜死亡，从死里复活的欢呼来结束的。
And this psalm concludes with when Jesus Christ is resurrected again, and in praise about that.
所以诗篇二十二篇有两段，第一个段落是受苦，第二段落就是赞美。
So the first Psalm 22 has two parts. The first part is suffering. The second part is praise.
那这个赞美就是因为耶稣基督从死里复活，所以他得到荣耀。
So this is because Jesus Christ has resurrected, and so he is glorified.
那主耶稣的这个为人舍命的这些事迹呢，他这些感人 的作为要不断的重复述说给下一代人听。
And so the psalm is continually repeated for generation to generation to hear.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十七节
10 verse 17
十七节到十八节，这是代表第二十二篇他所传递的信息。
And from verse 17 to verse 18 is talking about the message in Psalm 22.
我们请读十七节到十八节。
Let's read verse 17 to 18. Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. 18, no one takes him from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father.
这里特别强调主耶稣，他是自己把他的命献上的。
Here it writes that Jesus Christ lays his own life down.
虽然他在十字架上受到很多人的藐视以及讥笑。
Even though many people mock him and laugh at him while he is on the cross,
他都忍下来了。
He is able to bear it all.
因为这是他从父所受的命令。
Because this is the commandment that he received from the Father.
要借着这样一个受苦的过程来为人赎罪。
Through this process of suffering, he is to allow our sins to be forgiven.
出于爱，他把命舍了。
So through his love, he laid down his life.
但是因为他是生命的主，所以他有权柄再把命拿回来。
But because he is the Almighty God, he's able to once again take his life. Take
所以主耶稣基督他是个好牧人。
So Jesus Christ is the good shepherd.
他来到人间的时候，特别宣告我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And when he proclaims that he is the good shepherd, and that the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
他不是雇工。
He is not a caretaker.
因为这些羊是他的。
Because the sheep are his.
所以他甘愿为他的羊献上他的生命。
And he willingly lays his life down for the sheep.
主说我是好牧人，我的羊就认识我。
So Jesus Christ says, I am the good shepherd and the sheep.
好牧人当然认识他的羊。
So a good, of course, a good shepherd will know his sheep.
所以要成为好牧人，他首先要能够愿意为他的羊舍命。
So to be a good shepherd, first he has to be willing to lay down his life for the sheep.
所以主耶稣基督，你看他的一生就是为了完成这个工作而来到人间的。
So the life of Jesus Christ is his whole life purpose is for this to be completed.
22:22谈主耶稣，他真的献上他自己。
Psalm 22 talks about how Jesus Christ gives up his life.
那他复活之后
，and after he resurrected，
我们就有希望了。
Then we have hope.
所以，我们跟从主的人，其实我们已经得胜死亡了。
So those who follow Jesus Christ, we have actually overcome death already.
因为在他里面，我们得到生命了。
Because in him we have life.
死亡的实质已经从我们的生命当中拿走。
And death has been taken out of our life.
所以。主耶稣基督让我们从灵性从死亡当中复活起来。
So Jesus Christ led us from spiritual death. He has allowed us to be have life again.
所以在主里面，我们是活着的人。
So in Jesus Christ, we are living people.
好，那这个好牧人他为羊舍了命以后，工作就成，他的救恩就成就了。
So the good shepherd after sacrificing his life for his sheep, then his work is complete.
所以诗篇23篇接下去就讲。主耶稣基督，这个神，他说是我的好牧人，是我的牧人。
So this is why in Psalm 23 it says the Lord is my shepherd.
那23篇呢，他一直在强调，这个是作为一个属神的羊，他对这个好牧人的感受。
And it continues to talk about as a sheep what kind of feeling that he has towards the shepherd.
就是这个羊本身对这个牧人的认识。
And the sheep, what knowledge he has about the shepherd.
他知道这个羊啊，这个牧人能够提供他什么。
And he knows what the shepherd is able to give him.
这是他也知道这个牧人要怎么样来引导他走这一生的过程。
And he knows how the shepherd is to lead him in his life.
然后这个牧人他要怎么样来为他的羊准备丰盛的筵席，即使在很患难困苦当中，都能够享受神的慈爱跟恩惠。
And how, in times of difficulty, the shepherd is still able to prepare a table for his sheep.
所以23篇他谈到这个牧人像一个非常热情，很用丰富的筵席款待他的羊群的主人。
And this in Psalm 23 describes the shepherd as being very warm and welcoming to his sheep.
那这个主是这样的一个充满慈爱的牧人呢？在希伯来书13章这样描述。
And this is loving shepherd, and the Lord is such a loving shepherd, is also recorded in Hebrews chapter 13.
我们请看希伯来书13章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
第20节。
Verse 20.
希伯来书13:20-21节。
Hebrews 13, verse 20-21. 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, 21. Make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
你看这里特别提到、啊、是平安的神，就是那凭永约的血 使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神。第一这一节就在描述这位神是谁，什么样的神。
So in verse 20, it talks about who this God is.
这位神是赐平安的神。
This God is a God of peace.
这位神是让耶稣基督 成为我们的大牧人。
And this is the God who allowed Jesus Christ to become our great shepherd.
是因为他首先从死里复活了。
And it is because he was resurrected from the dead.
接下来他要用让我们在各样的善事上成全，可以完全。
So that it will make us complete in every good work.
然后接下来我们可以遵行天父的旨意。
To do His will.
借着耶稣基督在我们心里面行他所喜悦的事情。
And to do what is pleasing in His sight.
也就是说，接下去这个神的羊，他们要能够行神所喜悦的事情，让他们的生命得到非常的丰盛。
And so for the sheep, they have to do God's will so that their life will be pleasing in His sight.
所以这些羊呢，跟随这个牧人，最后生命都变得非常有意义。
And so for the sheep to follow this shepherd, they will have meaning in their life.
所以这些羊走过的一生呢，就会很满足。
And so the sheep, as they walk through their life, they will be satisfied.
他们的生命能够彰显出这位好牧人在他们生命当中所做的工作。
And their life will show.And the work of the God that has done in their life.
所以好牧人的这个所有的这些权柄，他的爱就呈现在这些羊的生命上。
So the love of the good shepherd is shown through the sheep.
啊，所以这个就是二十三篇他所要提到的重点。
And this is the main point of Psalm 23.
这位主，是我们的好牧人。
This Lord is our good shepherd.
他要引导我们走过人生的。高低起伏，各种不同的阶段。
And he wants to guide us in all the high and low points of our life.
最后，他要让我们可以一生一世都住在他的殿里。
And so that at the end, we can dwell in his house.
就是在这国度里面，在神的家里。
Which is in the house of God.
所以在那里，我们可以真的感受到这个神让我们与他永远同住。这个叫做救恩，这个就是得救。
And so we can be with God forever, and this is salvation.
然后二十三篇他讲完了牧者以后
，So after talking about chapter 20 talking about the shepherd，
接下去二十四章啊，二十四篇啊
，In Psalm 24，
他是在就讲这个谁能够真的站在神的山，那在他的圣所呢
？And talks about who is able to stand in the house of God，
谁能够真的迎接这个荣耀的主在临呢
？And who can welcome this God？
我们最终的目的就是要进入神的殿里面。
So our goal is to enter into the house of the Lord.
在那里真的见证这位荣耀的王，他是天地的主宰。
And to meet this king.
他的国度永远长存。
And that who has an everlasting kingdom.
所以最后这位牧者他要再一次的显现。
And so this shepherd will once again manifest himself.
这个牧者，我们每一只属神的羊，最后都要迎接他的。
And so for the shepherd, all of the sheep will welcome him.
所以我们需要让我们的生命真的得到丰盛，迎接耶稣基督再临。
So our life has to be abundant so that we can welcome Jesus Christ.
所以这个牧人引导他的属他的羊在走这一生是有目的的啦。
And so there's a purpose of this shepherd guiding the sheep.
那所以这个羊群当中要能够彼此的关心照顾。
And so among the sheep.They have to care for one another.
这群羊最后要成为神荣耀的见证人。
Because this sheep will become the people that testify to the glory of God.
进到神的国度里面，享受他的荣耀。
To enter the kingdom of God and have His glory.
那诗篇二十四篇呢？如果用彼得前书第五章来描述啊。
And Psalm 24, if we do Second Peter.
前书。
Oh, First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
现在请看第一节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 1. 5 verse 1. The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
第二节。
Verse 2. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
第三节。
3. Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
第四节。
24, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
你看到最后他是说我们要等候这个牧长就是这个大牧人显现的时候。
And so here it tells us that we are waiting for the shepherd to come.
那我们每一个人就要得到那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And that when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory.
所以诗篇二十三篇你看他所告诉我们的信息我们可以从一个是神的羊来看神对我们的爱主耶稣基督所提供给我们的奥利和等丰盛的恩典。
And so from Psalm 23, we can see the love of the shepherd.
另外我们可以学习主耶稣基督是一个好牧人我们怎么样成为一个这个在神的家里面成为一个好牧人来彼此关心来建立神的家。
You can also learn how from the example of Jesus Christ how we also can be a good shepherd to take care of the house of God.
因为我们都有一个盼望。
Because we all have a hope.
这个是等候耶稣基督再临。
And that is to wait for the coming of Jesus Christ again.
因为他再临的时候对得救人就是荣耀的时刻。
Because when he comes again, it will be glory for the people who wait for him.
对那个神真的执行神天父旨意的是尽心尽力在服侍神爱人爱神的人。就是荣耀的。
And for those who are doing the will of God towards God and man, this will become their glory.
但是对那些不信神的，没有办法真的行出神的旨意的人，这个就是一个恐惧战惊的时刻了。
But for those who do not do the will of God and do not fear Him, this will be a time of fear.
因为当主耶稣再临的时候，他就是审判的时候。
Because when Jesus Christ comes again, it is the time of judgment.
每一个人都要在他宝座面前来算账。
And all of us will become his before his judgment seat.
我们从主领受了多少，最后主都要跟我们算。
And we judge according to all that we have done before him.
我们领受越多的，多给谁的，神主耶稣就要向他多取。
And the more that we receive, God will ask from us.
所以我们每一个人就要按我们所得的恩赐，神要跟我们算账。
So we need to give according to the blessings that God has given to us.
那这个就是在二十四篇里面会看到的这个重点。
This is the main point that we see in Psalm 24.
那我们今天晚上来看二十三篇。
So tonight we're studying Psalm 23.
这一篇诗，我们很多人都会背的。
So for this psalm, many of us can memorize it.
一定要背起来。
If for sure we have to memorize.
不管在什么时候。
Doesn't matter when.
我们心里面如果能够记住这一篇的信息。
If we're able to memorize the message in this psalm.
它要让我们真的。对这位爱我们的主更有信心。
And it will allow us to have even more faith towards this God that loves us.
他要帮助我们真的走在神的正路上。
And will help us to walk on the right path.
因为这个就是神的心意。
Because this is the will of God.
因为我们今天称为主的门徒。
Today we are the disciples of God.
我们的头上都挂了一个耶稣的名字在上面。
All of us and On our heads has the name of Jesus Christ.
因为我们都是属耶稣的。
Because we all belong to Him.
我们的走的路线就要让人看到这个人到底信耶稣，耶稣到底有没有什么能力能让这个人走在这个正路上。
And so, because we need to walk on this path, and people will see how God has helped us to walk on this path.
主的心意就是要我们真的走在这个得救的正路，成为他的见证人。
God wants us.To walk on this path as a testimony.
那他要让我们得到这个勇气跟胆量。
And he will give us courage to do so.
在敌人面前，我们可以享受神丰盛的筵席。
So that before our enemies, we can partake of the table that God has prepared for us.
所以这六节呢，其实很短，我们一定可以背的。
So these six verses actually are very short, and we can memorize it.
你可以把它分成三个段落来记忆。
We can memorize it as three parts.
从第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
他还讲这位神他是一个宣告这个作者大卫他说神主神是我的牧者。
And so this is a proclamation that the Lord is my shepherd.
这位神他是可以提供给我让我提供给我所需用的让我真的得到平安满足。
That this Lord is one that is able to give me on what I need and to be satisfied.
所以第一节他一开头就说这个主是我的牧者。
So that's why it says in the very beginning the Lord is my shepherd.
他不是说主是牧者所以主是众人的牧者通通都一样。
It is not that the Lord is the shepherd just for anyone, for everyone the same.
这个主是我的牧者。
But it says specifically the Lord is my shepherd.
所以这位神就是他的神了。
So this Lord is his Lord.
他跟神有很亲密的关系的。
And he has a very close relationship with
God. 他经历神的作为。
And he has seen what God, the works of God.
所以他很勇敢的宣告，这个神是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So that is why he proclaims, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
所以不缺乏，这个就是这整篇二十三篇的主题重点。他神是我的牧者，我必不缺乏。
And so this is the emphasis: "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
在哪些方面都不缺乏呢？你现在接下去他所讲的，就是在讲不缺乏。
And so in all, I shall not want. In what different aspects the rest of it verses tell us?
那我们等一下读前篇的时候，我们就会看到。那第二节说，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
In verse 2 it says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures.
领我在可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside the still waters.
那这个在诗篇二十三篇用一个很非常重要的对比，就是譬喻，就是说，这个主神他是牧羊人，那我们都是他的羊。
And so this, we see the connection between the Lord is the shepherd and we are the sheep.
这就是一个 metaphor.
Or a metaphor.
那这个就是一个比喻啊。
And so this is a metaphor.
那用这个羊来代表我们今天世人啊，属神的人啊。
And so the sheep represents the people of God.
那这个羊是绵羊啊，不是山羊啊，要搞清楚。
And the sheep is sheep, not mountain goats.
山羊跟绵羊是不一样的。
Goats and sheep are different.
在分类学上是不同种、不同属的，是完全两样东西的。
And they are completely different species.
哦，那我们是属那个羊，是绵羊啊。
So we are sheep.
那绵羊就是没有人会害怕绵羊啊，绵羊绝对不会去伤人的。
And so no one is afraid of sheep. And sheep.
山羊就不一样了，山羊它就会，它有时候会攻击你的。
However, goats are different. Sometimes they might attack.
因为公羊、山羊有角啊。
Because they have horns. 而
且脚还可以长得很尖的，很长的。
And they can have very pointy horns.
Okay, 脾气很暴躁。
And they have bad temper.
但是绵羊就不一样。
But sheep are different.
那这里用我们是神属神的绵羊。
So here is the metaphor that we are the sheep of God.
我们圣灵月刊哈，圣灵月刊去年2015年的9月1号跟10月1号有两篇，有一篇文章在讲这个要跟对领头羊这篇文章，我们一定要去看。
And so in the Holy Spirit Monthly, September issue and the October issue talks about the sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, our articles about the sheep. So if you can read Chinese, you should read those articles.
他说先介绍那个羊的特质。
Because first describes the special characteristics of sheep.
为什么这里大卫他特别用羊来说明他自己本身的身份呢？
And so why would David use sheep to describe himself?
因为羊本身哦，他哦，这个绵羊没有方向感，他不知道走哪里去。
Because sheep naturally do not have any sense of direction.
方向感很差，他走过很多路，他都不会记得了啦。
And so
很容易迷路了。
They easily get lost.
那羊的那个视线也不好。
And they also have bad eyesight.
他旁边看得很清楚，但前面的人看不太清楚。
But they can see very clearly from the side, but cannot see very clearly in the front.
所以那个羊哦，他们说，如果只是用视觉去看主人哦，有时候常看错。
And so, the sheep often will if they only base off their sight, they might not be able to recognize their owner.
那但是羊哦，它有很敏锐的听觉。
But they have very good hearing.
它可以辨识那个。各种不同人的声音。
They are able to differentiate between all different types of voices.
这是为什么主耶稣他说那个我的羊会听我的声音呢？
And that's why Jesus Christ says, "The sheep know my voice."
那所以那个羊通常都听声音，听主人的声音，这个声音他就认定跟着他。
And so the sheep will listen to the voice of their owner, and if they recognize it, then they will follow him.
那所以那个羊哦，他听主人的声音之后，他就跟着主人，所以主人走在前面那个。羊就跟在后面。
And so once the sheep recognize the voice of their owner, then they will follow behind the owner.
那羊呢？一方面，它又是一个群体的动物，它不是单独一只的，它都是一群一起走的。
And the sheep tend to be in flocks.
那一群羊里面，通常有一只是带头的，走前面。
And usually there's one leader of the sheep who walks in the front.
那其他的羊群就跟着这一头领头的羊，然后这个羊也要跟着牧人的。
And all the sheep will follow this sheep that's leading who is following the shepherd.
那所以羊哦，他们是群体动物。
And so they are the animal that travels in flock.
那羊哦，它如果肚子饿的时候啊，它就站立不安，就没办法站了，就是很不安呐，不会静静的站着。
And if sheep are hungry, then they will not, they cannot stand still.
这个羊的特质哦，他们在研究羊的人，他们就很清楚，为什么诗篇二十三篇他写了这样子的描述，会让这么多人感动呢？
And so, those who have studied the behavior of sheep, know why, Psalm 23 can really move.
因为作者大卫他就是很懂得羊的特质。
And that's because, David, the writer of the psalm, really understood the characteristics of sheep.
他自己认为他就是这样的羊。
He saw himself as this type of sheep.
他非常需要这个牧人来带领他。
That he really needs the shepherd to take care.
所以我们要读二十三篇的时候。
So when we read Psalm 23,
我们不是只是说哦，这个文章很美啊。
It's not just that to see that this, these words are very beautiful.
要先体认到我们是这个羊，我们真的需要一个牧人来带头。
But we need to first experience and feel that we are the sheep and that we need the shepherd to lead us.
我不行，所以我需要我的主。
We are unable, so we need our Lord.
如果我们很行，就不需要牧人了。
Because if we feel that we are very capable, then we don't need a shepherd.
要走路，要走到一个目的地，如果没有这个牧人引导我们。我们肯定迷路走不到。
If we're not able to, if we don't have the shepherd, then we will not be able to reach our destination.
我们今天人生这个旅程，我们最后要走去哪里
？And so in our walk of faith, where at the end of our life, where are we going?
我们很多人活在世上的时候，真的不知道要做什么。
Many times when we live on this earth, we don't know what we are doing.
很多学生哦，从小读书读到要选择一个职业，要做什么事的时候。不知道自己喜欢做什么，能做什么。
Many students after studying for many years, when they have to pick a career, they don't know what they want to do.
有人也不知道说，到底我这个人生这一辈子是做什么才好呢？一生当行何事为美
？And there are other people who don't know what they want to do in their life.
所以，其实我们人的一生，如果仔细想一想看
，If we look at a person's life,
有时候我们觉得说，好，我知道我要做什么。
Sometimes we may know what we to do.
我们选一条路走上去。
We might choose a road, a path to take.
这条路可能引导我们进入死亡。
But this road might lead us to death.
但是如果我们知道我是一个羊，我不知道方向，我不知道怎么走，走去哪里。
But if we see ourselves as a sheep and we don't know where we are going,
我需要有一位主来带领我。
To realize that we need a shepherd to lead us.
那这样子，我们在读诗篇二十三篇的时候，我们就能够跟着作者的思想。进入这个诗歌里面所告诉我们的信息。
Then we're able to enter into Psalm 23 and the mindset of what the psalmist is trying to tell us.
他很有信心的说，这位牧人哦，会让我不致缺乏。
And he has the faith to say that this shepherd will not let him want.
让我很满足。
Will make him satisfied.
第二节说，他要使我躺卧在青草地上。
And he said, in verse 2 says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures.
他领我到可安歇的水边。
He leads me beside the still waters.
那个羊要躺卧哈。
For a sheep to lie down.
不是随便躺的。
He doesn't. It's not just.
羊如果他害怕，他绝对躺不下去。
For a sheep to be able to lie down, he has to not be afraid.
他们如果觉得不安全，他们就一群人聚在一起。
If they do not feel safe, then they will just gather together.
然后就会很注意那个，他们就会头那个羊哈，那个头通通看同一个方向。
And then they would all look together in the same direction.
啊，我们看不懂了，看每头羊看起来都一样。
For us, we don't see this because they all seem the same.
哦，所以那个羊群如果碰到危险的时候，你就看到那个每只羊都是很警觉的，通通看着同一个，它都没有一只会躺下去的了。
And so, however, so in times of fear, then the sheep will not will all look in the same direction. No one will lie down.
那因为羊哦，他们如果躺的时候，都一群人一起躺的啊，一群羊啊，不是一群人，一群羊。
And so, for when sheep lie down, they will all lie down together.
他们如果这个羊群当中哦有摩擦哈，就是谁跟谁不好哈，他们也不会躺。
And if there is conflict within the flock, then they also will not lie down.
要躺一起躺不。不躺，通通站着。
And so, for them to lie down, they will all lie down.
所以他们都要很和谐。
If no one lies down, then no one will lie down.
就是不会觉得说，哎，这只羊对我威胁。
And so it is very, has to be very harmonious.
哦，所以他们一起躺卧的时候，就是 这一群都是很好的，不会有摩擦的。
And so for a flock to be able to lie down means that they all have very good relationship with each other.
第三
，Third，
他们一定是要得到饱足。
It means that they have to be filled.
哦，那个他们一定要吃饱啊。
That means that they have to have
羊
have eaten enough.
对，如果羊肚子饿哈，他们站立不安。
Because if they are not full, then they won't be able to stand still.
绝对躺不下去。他如果你看到羊躺着，都是他已经吃饱了。
They won't be able to lie down. So for a sheep,
很满足了
to lie down
means 休息了
that they have already eaten enough and they are resting.
那个羊在躺的时候，通常那个嘴巴都在动啊。
Because when
它就在反刍了。
And so when they are lying down, then their mouth should be moving.
然后他们说还有一项。
And another thing is
那个羊哈在野地里面最怕什么呢？
What is the sheep most afraid of?
除了怕野兽来吃之外
Apart from being afraid of wild animals,
还很怕那个苍蝇在旁边这样子一直嗡嗡叫。
They're also afraid of the flies that are buzzing around.
如果有很多苍蝇在旁边这样子一直扒着他们
If there are a lot of flies that are buzzing around them,
他们也躺不下去的。
They also will not be able to lie down.
一定是要周围都很安静、很平静的时候。
So they will only lie down when it's very peaceful, around them.
表示说这个牧人就带领他到一个地点真的是没有那些干扰。
And so it's a place where there's no disturbance.
所以这个牧人知道要领这些羊群到哪里去吃青草，到哪里去躺卧在水边。
And so the shepherd knows where to take the sheep to eat green pastures or where to lie down.
所以这个牧人真的对这些羊群照顾得很周到的。
And so the shepherd really takes care of his sheep.
让他们可以饱足，让他们可以吃得饱足
，so that they are able to be filled，
让他们有安全感
，that they have a feel a sense of security，
没有恐惧
，that they are not afraid，
让他们在那个地方没有那些小昆虫这样子让他们，有时候我们家里如果出现一只苍蝇，有时候你就觉得睡不着觉，一只蚊子扒了你啊
，and there's no bugs that are flying around to bother them。Sometimes when we have a fly in our house, it's very difficult for us to sleep.
所以让我们可以真的得到休息。
So for them to be able to truly rest.
然后还要他们这个羊，这个牧人要照顾他们，让他们这一群的羊都很和谐。
And so the shepherd is able to take care of them so that all the sheep are very harmonious.
这个就是这个牧人对这个羊群的无微不至的照顾。
And this is how the shepherd has taken care of the sheep.
好，所以前面两节就在讲这个神对他所爱的人，他无微不至的照顾。
And so the first two verses talk about how God has taken care of His people.
我们真的可以躺下来休息，很安息的。
That we're able to really lie down and rest.
心里有平安。
And have peace in our hearts.
所以主耶稣说他要赐给我们平安。
So when Jesus Christ says that He will give us peace.
在这个苦难的动荡不安的社会当中，我们可以在主里面真的得到安息。
And in Jesus Christ, we're able to find true peace in our life.
第三节开始。
From verse 3 onwards.
请读三节四节。
Verse 3 and 4. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你看他这个就是在讲这个牧人呢，他是引导他的羊走到那个正路上。
So this shepherd leads sheep on the right path.
走过死荫的幽谷
through the valley of the shadow of death.
就是说，他们遇到一些艰难困苦。
So it's saying that there will be difficulty, and stuff, that they will encounter.
要从这个青草地到另外一个青草地，这个可能会经过一些很曲折的路径。
So from one green pasture to the next, there might be some difficult paths in the middle.
所以这个牧人他是引导他的羊走正路得救的
，and so the sheep lead, the shepherd leads the sheep on the paths of righteousness，
帮助他们渡过难关的
，and it will help them overcome difficulties。
然后在这个困难当中，神会安慰那个这个牧人会安慰的
，and in this difficulty, the shepherd will comfort them。
那第三节他说使他是我的灵魂苏醒
，and in verse 3 it says he restores my soul。
那这个有几个意思
？There's a couple meanings。
第一个，这个羊很有可能是走迷了。
First, it could talk about when the sheep have gone 这个一群虽然有牧人在引导，有时候这些羊群当中就是有那个调皮的，他就是会走迷路。So even though the sheep are following the shepherd, sometimes there is that one sheep that gets lost.
那好牧人哦，他数他的羊一只都不可以少。
However, for the good shepherd, he cannot lose even one sheep.
所以主耶稣他讲比喻哦，他说那个牧人有一百只羊，少一只他都要去把那一只找回来。
So Jesus Christ says a parable about how out of 100 sheep, one is lost, but he has to go find that one.
因为这只羊走迷了之后会受苦。
Because when that sheep has gotten lost, then it will suffer.
现在这个牧人要去把它找寻回来。
And so the shepherd will go find the sheep.
让他的灵魂重新的复兴起来。
So that his soul will once again be restored.
那所以这个好像是本来哈，本来那个奄奄一息的，现在生命又重新复兴了，又生机盎然了。
So it's like how his life is once again renewed.
那也可以说，这个牧人他要让他的羊群的生命更丰盛，让他们的灵性可以生命可以更新。
And you can also say that this shepherd wants to make his sheep be able to renew their life even more.
因为有时候我们人在这个平安当中，在顺境里面，有时候我们灵性会沉睡，就会这样子不知不觉的就越趋堕落。
Because sometimes when our life is peaceful, sometimes our faith slowly decreases.
你看我们今天如果生活过得很好，
For example, today if we have lived really good lives,
凡事都顺利啊。
Everything we do is successful.
也没有什么压力啊。
There's not really any pressure.
很自然的，我们那个属灵的警觉性就慢慢越来越差了。
And then very naturally, our spiritual alertness will slowly decline.
读圣经就打瞌睡。
That when we read the Bible, we will fall asleep.
聚会的时候就打呵欠。
When we are in service, then we fall asleep.
要做工的时候就没时间。
And when we do holy work, we feel like we have no time.
但是看电视要去娱乐都有。
But we have time to watch TV or to go out on vacation.
就是当我们这个就是说明我们人在这个安逸当中很容易就灵性就退步了。
And this is to say that when we are in times of peace, it's very easy for our faith to decline.
但是这个好牧人他会注意这个羊群的情况。
But the shepherd knows the condition of the sheep.
要让他们灵性可以复兴，可以更新呢。
He wants to continue to renew them.
所以要让他说为自己的名要引导我走义路。
For he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
所以这群羊是属神的，神把他名字都放在他们上面。
And so these sheep belong to God, and his name is on them.
所以你看，这位公义的神，他要让他的羊走在这个正义、公义、正直的路上。
And so the righteous God wants his sheep to walk on the paths of righteousness.
所以所谓正义路，就是他是圣洁的，他是正直的。
So the path of righteousness is holy and pure.
这一群跟随这个好牧人的羊，他们的道德水平一定是比其他人更高的。
And so for those who follow the shepherd, they have to have a better virtues than others.
他们可能会受苦，他们可能会遇到一些困苦。
They might suffer and might encounter difficulties.
所以第四节说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
But like it says in verse 4, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
所以这个牧人呢，他一直引导这些他的羊群一起走路了。
And so the shepherd guides his sheep to walk together.
没有放弃他们，没有自己跑掉。
None of them have gone on off their own.
那这个说走过死荫的幽谷哈。
So walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们知道那个谷幽谷，这个谷里面的路很多都很窄。
So the valley, the roads in the valley are very narrow.
有水，有石头，反正有时候碰到落石很危险。
Because there's water, there's rocks, and sometimes there might be a rock slide.
但他这里特别说，注意看英文哈，他说 the valley of the shadow of death。就是这个死亡的阴影。
And it says here is the shadow of death.
为什么他写这个阴影？
Why does he say the shadow?
因为其实你看这一群羊啊，他们跟在这个牧人的后面在跟走的时候，
So this sheep are following behind the shepherd.
他们可以很放心。
They can very
这个
they can be comforted.
这个牧人绝对不会把他们带进死亡之境。
Because the shepherd will not take his sheep into death.
可能会经过一些看起来好像很危险的地方。
It might be some places where it seems like it's very dangerous.
这个牧人非常有能力的。
But this shepherd is very mighty.
他胜过死亡的。
He has overcome death.
所以这个群羊绝对不会进入死亡里。
But the sheep for sure will not enter into death.
顶多就是有这个死亡的阴影。
But
会害怕。
At the most, it will just be the shadow of death.
就好像我们今天跟随主耶稣基督。
Like us, for us today, as we follow Jesus Christ.
主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Jesus Christ has already resurrected from the death.
我们跟着他，在他里面。我们是活着的。
So when we follow him and in him we have life.
所以我们即使肉体死亡离开，我们灵性都是活着。
So even though we might die physically, our spiritual life is still alive.
所以我们跟着主，我们说睡，我们肉体死亡就是睡着了。
And so for us to die physically is just for us to fall asleep.
我们还要醒过来。
We will once again awaken.
所以死亡的实质其实已经被主耶稣拿走了。
Because the bonds of death has already been removed by Jesus Christ.
我们现在所经历的最大 的困境就是这个死亡的阴影笼罩我们而已。
So, the only difficulty that we will encounter is this shadow of death.
但是这位牧人他要与我们同在，带领我们走过。
So the shepherd, however, will be with us and lead us through it.
他说：“你的杖、你的竿都要安慰我。”
It says, "Your rod and your staff they comfort me."
这就是那个有这个。牧人他在带领群羊的时候，他有他的工具。
So for a shepherd to lead the sheep, he has his tools.
杖有可能是短的。
So your rod, the rod could be short.
杖那个短的，就是可以修理的啦。
And rod is for
如果羊不干不，如果不听话，还有时候要管教啊。
Because sometimes if the sheep is not good, then you need to
那杆通常都是长的。
But the staff is long.
那长的就是如果走偏了啊，就要把它。赶回来就要比较长的杆嘛。
And so, when the sheep are starting to lose their way, then you need to use a staff to put them back in place.
所以这个用杖、用杆来管教、来引导，这是出于这个牧人的爱啊。
So this rod and the staff are the love of the shepherd.
所以这个牧人在引导他的羊走这个旅程。
So when the shepherd is leading his sheep on this path,
是要管教的。
It requires discipline.
是出于爱。的提醒
and it is a reminder of love.
但是即使遇到这样的危险的时候都不用担心，因为牧人与我们同在。
And however, in the face of danger, the sheep do not have to be afraid because the shepherd is with them.
好，接下去看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.
第六节。
Verse 6,Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
这两节在讲这个牧人，他成为一个 host， 一个主人哦，在准备筵席来宴请他这些群羊。
And so, in these two verses, describes the shepherd as sort of a master who is preparing a feast.
特别是在敌人面前。
Especially in the presence of the enemies.
敌人，你看有敌人当前的时候，所以这些。羊群还可以在那边安心的吃喝呢。
So in the presence of the enemies, the sheep is still able to eat and drink there.
表示他知道这个主人非常有能力，不用担心。
So that is because they believe that the shepherd has great power. They don't need to worry.
这个牧人已经胜过敌人了。
That because the shepherd has already overcome the enemies.
这个筵席是这个牧人摆上的哦。
And the table is prepared by the shepherd.
那摆丰盛的筵席，不是摆只是摆一两样啊，是很丰富的。
It's a very abundant table, not just one or two things on the.
所以这个筵席就是用肥甘，用陈酒，这是最好的款待。
And is prepared with the best things.
然后他还用油膏了我的头。
And also the head is anointed.
就这个就是要参加筵席的时候，那个客人来到，有主人对他的那个招待啊的作为啦。
So this is the actions of the owner, how they will welcome the host will welcome their guests.
这个就是用油哈抹他们的额头这样子。
And that they will use
膏油。
Anoint their head with oil.
就是说，这就是贵宾。
So say that this is the honored person.
这些都是 VIP 的，都是这个主人特别请来的。
And these are all VIP people that the host has invited personally.
然后，福杯满溢哦，就 这个让他这样子吃都吃不完了。
And the cup runs over, showing that no matter how much they eat, they will never be able to finish it.
那所以这个就是这个牧人他所展现出来的丰盛的恩典。
And so this is the abundant blessing that the shepherd has given.
然后接下去他说：“我一生一世要恩惠慈爱随着我。”
And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
即使敌人当前。
And so in front of the enemies.
这个主人。就是这样子来为那个羊群准备丰盛的恩典。
The owner or the host has already prepared this abundant blessing before the sheep.
在敌人面前都可以这样，那在其他平安的时间，那不是更丰盛吗
？Because even more so than when there are no enemies in front of them.
所以神的恩惠绝对不缺乏。
So the blessing of God is never lacking.
他说：“我要住在神的殿里，直到永远。”
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
这就是这个神的羊啊，最后感受到神的这个丰盛恩典里面他的期待。
And so this is as the sheep of God, this is what they hope for.
主这个神是我的主人。
That the God is their owner.
我要成为他家里的一份子。
That they will be part of their house.
我如果在他的家里接受他的招待。
Because if I am in his house and I receive his welcome.
一生一世的恩典用不完。
Then all the blessings.We can never finish using them.
所以诗篇一直在强调，我们要成为神家里的人。
The psalm keeps emphasizing that we need to become the people of the house of God.
这也成为这个作者诗人他的心愿，要一生一世住在神的家中。
And this also becomes the hope and want of the sheep is to be forever dwelling in the house of the Lord.
大卫很明显的表达出他这个一个愿望啊。
And so David.Writes out this hope that he wants.
比如说，看诗篇二十七篇。
If we look at Psalm 27,
第四节
，verse 4,
请读。
Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
在神的殿里面，他不但能够有供给，有引导。
So to Not, to be in the house of the Lord, not only will he receive blessing and receive teaching,
在神的殿里面能够看到神的荣耀
but to be in the house of the Lord is to behold the beauty of the Lord.
在神的殿里面，他可以求问神，跟神很亲密
And it is in the house of the Lord that he can inquire of the Lord.
看诗篇六十五篇
Let's turn to Psalm 65.
六十五篇
Psalm 65.
第四节
Verse 4. Verse 4, bless the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of the holy temple.
在神的殿里面，我们可以得到真正的满足。
So in the house of God, we can truly be satisfied.
当我们看到神的荣耀。
When we see the glory of God.
我们求问的神都回应我们的时候。
Whenever we ask him, God will listen to us.
真的会得满足。
Then we will be satisfied.
我们的生命会觉得非常丰富，没有白过。
And our life will be abundant.
你看，所以很多人期待我们最终都能够进入神的殿里，永远与他同住。
And so that is why people hope that they can dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
再看八十四篇。
Let's turn to 84.
第四节。
Psalm 84, verse 4. Blessed are those who dwell in your house; they will still be praising you.
在神的殿里面，不断的歌颂赞美他。
So in the house of the Lord, you will forever be praising Him.
所以。我一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着我。
So surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我要住在神的殿里面，终生的歌颂赞美他。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord and to praise him.
所以这位神是我的牧者。
So this good shepherd is my shepherd.
我们弟兄姐妹一定要追求跟神的这个关系。进到这样一个层面里。
And so brothers and sisters, we need to enter into this type of relationship with God.
我们一定要让神成为我们的牧者。
And we need to make God our shepherd.
所以我们最后也跟这个作者有同样一个心愿。
So that we have the same heart as this psalmist.
我们能够有同样丰盛的生命。
That we can have the same abundant life.
在看二十三篇的时候。
When we are reading Psalm 23.
看到一个差异。
We can see a contrast.
从第一节到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3.
你注意看。他说：“神是我的，他怎么样？他都是他使我躺卧在青草地上，他让我躺卧在这个水边。”
It first talks about he and how he makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我灵魂苏醒。
He restores my soul.
但是从第四节以后
，However, from verse 4 onwards，
就是变成你与我同在。
Talks about you are with me。
当我走过死荫的幽谷的时候
，When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death，
你与我同在。
You are with me。
你的杖，你的竿安慰我。
Your rod, your staff, they comfort me。
第五节是你为我摆设筵席。
In verse 5 it says you prepare a table。
所以就好像他本来跟神有个距离。
So it's like before he had a distance between him and God.
他向别人介绍这位神是怎么样。
And like someone explained, this God is like this.
但是当我们经历这个，有时候在这个困苦患难当中以后。But、有这个经历以后
，However, sometimes after walking through this valley of the shadow of death，
我们就会发现这位神是跟我们很亲密的。
Then you will find that this God is actually very close to us。
他不是远远站在旁边。
He's not a God that is far away。
他就站在我们旁边。
He is a God that is right next to us。
就在我们身边跟我们讲话。
He is right next to us, talking to us。
所以诗人说：“你就是你与我同在。
”And that's why he says, "For you are with me."
我要住在你的殿中。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
所以这个你从他到你，这个就是一种灵性的提升。
And from the he to you, this is a elevation of spirit.
我们一定要能够让神跟我们的关系进到这样的一个很亲密的程度里。
So we need to make our relationship with God enter into this type of relationship.
我们最后都能够这样一起来歌颂。
So that we can all together praise God together.
我一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着我。
The surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我要住在主你的殿里。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing hymn.
476首。
476.